This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Years ago, I was trying to change a headlight in the car that we owned at the time. I got the screwdriver and said, I can do this myself. And I stood in front of the car and I'm backing out the screws, I think, to let the headlight out. And all I did was lower the headlight. I changed the alignment, the setting of the headlight, but I didn't realize it until that night I drove from Cincinnati to Columbus, Ohio, like this, with one headlight straight ahead and one pointing 2 feet to the ground below the front of the car. And I was totally out of alignment in terms of my headlights, and the thought occurred to me, I will never be in proper alignment with the Lord God Almighty until I love what He loves and I hate what He hates. And the same is true with you and me. We have got to love what He loves, and we've got to hate what He hates. God doesn't just appreciate faithfulness, He rewards it. I want to leave you with a question and then tell you a story. What would happen to your career? This is really personal. What would happen to your career if the same level of faithfulness you use with the Lord would be applied to your job? Would you have a job tomorrow? Some people would say, no, it wouldn't. Would you have a job next month? Probably not. Would you have the same job 6 months from now? I'd rather doubt it. If you took the same faithfulness you manifest toward the Lord in His Word and apply that to your job, would you have a job tomorrow? And a lot of people would say, I don't think so. I'm amazed at people who have first-rate loyalty to a second- and third-rate cause. Listen to that again. People who have first-rate loyalty to a cause that's second and third and even fourth or fifth-rate, and we're not faithful to the One who died for us and forgives us of our sins, who remembers our sins no more, as I mentioned earlier. And we're faithful to causes, but we're not faithful to the Christ. God didn't call you just to be faithful to a cause on earth. He called you to be faithful to Him. And He's the one that can demand it. He's the one that rewards it. He's the one that responds to it. One of the biggest new industries out there today of guarding people's identity, to protect you from identity theft. And now it's now become a billion-dollar industry, people spending money to guard their identity. And yet I want you to listen to this verse again. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for He guards the lives of His faithful ones. Why would you want to pay a company to guard your identity when you need the Lord God Almighty to guard your life? To guard your life and your death, to guard everything about you. I want that person in my life, as important as guarding my identity may be. We need the Lord to guard our lives. You know what it means that God guards our lives? That God is constantly present in our lives. To have God guarding your life means He's present no matter what happens. He's with you in the good, He's with you in the bad. He's with you in the positive, He's with you in the negative things that happen in life.
Well, we want you to make every effort to listen to the conclusion of this message tomorrow. I'm going to share with you a story from Newsweek magazine, a magazine that's no longer in print. It's a story about faithfulness in a family. Sometimes, not always, but sometimes the faithfulness or lack of faithfulness in a man's life is reflected in the family as well as his relationship with the Lord. I want you to hear that story tomorrow. If there's ever a message you miss on Cross Hope, you do know you can go to our national website, crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. And also to find out how you can become a part of this ministry that we call Cross Hope Radio Ministry. That's crosshope.org. Hope you'll listen tomorrow to the conclusion on the Family Talk Channel, Sirius XM 131.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.